Today's share in the Deir Shem Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Ayin Vav Amud Aleph in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah. We're in the middle of Shin Lamed Dalet, which deals with the halachos of fires on Shabbos, Rachmana Lutzlan. We're in the very top line, Sif Dalet. The Mechaber writes, Matzilin Miyom HaKippurim LeShabbos. On Yom Kippur, you're allowed to go and save food for Shabbos if Shabbos were to come out on the following day, on Sunday. Our calendar, as we'll see, doesn't allow this to happen. Yom Kippur can never fall out on a Friday or on a Sunday, but nevertheless, at least in theory, one would be allowed to go and save, if Yom Kippur was on Friday, for meals for Shabbos for the next day if the fire was on Friday. Avolo mi Shabbos liyom HaKippur v'yontif. But the other way around, if Yom Kippur or Yontif was on Sunday, you wouldn't be allowed to save on Shabbos meals beyond Shabbos for Matzah Yom Kippur. Obviously, you don't eat on Yom Kippur, but you need to eat Matzah Yom Kippur. You wouldn't be allowed to save on Shabbos an extra meal for Matzah Yom Kippur, and you certainly can't save any meals on Shabbos for Yontif, because you can cook on Yontif. And likewise, for Loli Shabbos Abba, and you can't save meals from this Shabbos for the following Shabbos. However, the Mechaber continues, and he says, Avo miyom HaKippurim, L'matzah Yom HaKippurim, if Yom HaKippurim comes out on a weekday, so you're allowed to save, if there's a fire, Rachmanot Tzlan, on Yom Kippur, for a post-Matzah Yom Kippur meal. Matzilin mazon suda achas. You can save one meal on Yom Kippur for Matzah Yom Kippur. The Mishbur explained in Sivkot Yud Gimel, why are you allowed to go and save from Yom Kippur to Shabbos? D'ha b'yom Shabbos lo yuchol l'hochin, because if Yom Kippur is on Friday and you don't save any food, you're not going to have any food for Shabbos. Masha ein kein mishabbos l'yontif, as opposed to when Shabbos is the fire, Rachmanu l'Islan, and Sunday is Yontif, you can cook on Yontif. D'ha yuchol l'hochin b'yontif gufa. So there's no reason to go and make you do extra tircha on Shabbos for the benefit of Sunday Yontif. And likewise, if Yom Kippur comes out on a Sunday, which again our calendar doesn't allow, in theory at least, you can't save extra food on Shabbos for Matzah Yom Kippur, because you don't need to eat on Yom Kippur, and you're only going to eat after Yom Kippur is over, when you're allowed to prepare food, so go and trouble yourself then, rather than having to trouble yourself on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah says, even though our calendar nowadays, which is a fixed calendar as opposed to when they did it by Re'iyah, but nevertheless, even then they didn't do this, that Yom Kippur would come out on a Friday or a Sunday. So nevertheless, even so, the Shulchan Aruch is telling us this halacha here, Lashminim, to teach us, that if Yom Kippur comes out on a Thursday, and he knows, and there won't be opportunity or time to go and prepare food for Shabbos on Friday, then Matzilin, even on Thursday Yom Kippur, if there's a fire, Rachman al-San, you're allowed to go and save food for the three meals on Shabbos. The issue footnote number 17 explains over here, from the Bir Halacha in Simin Tov Chav Ches, and he says, Shebikviyas hamo'adim tzorach li'olam lidog l'kach shlo yichol yom ha-kippurim yom rishon v'lo b'yom shishi. When the rabbi set up the calendar, and even in the times when it was done by witnesses, they would try not to have Yom Kippur come out on a Friday or on a Sunday, and now that the calendar is established, the rabbis made it that Yom Kippur never comes out on a Friday or on a Sunday. That you shouldn't have 2 days in a row where it's an issa d'araisa to go and cook anything. As opposed to on Yontif, you have a three-day Yontif, or Yontif on a Sunday, or Yontif on a Friday, that's not a problem, because you can cook on Yontif. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah gives two reasons for this. One is Mishum Yarkaya, because of the vegetables that will get all withered if you have 2 days in a row that you can't do anything with them. And the other one is because of Rachman al-Islam, dead people. Somebody dies at the beginning of a two-day Da'araisa period of time, Shabbos and Yom Kippur next to each other, so then you'd have the Mace Nebuch could go and be Masriach, would spoil, would decay, and therefore the rabbis made it that the calendar never works out in this fashion. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Yudalet tells us that if there's a fire, Rachman al-Tzlan, on Yom Kippur, you can save one meal for Matzah Yom Kippur. In that situation, we do allow it. Mipnei HaSakana, we're concerned over here because of the danger, she's anu od kishelo yizdam lehem ma'alechol, to make them fast longer by their preparing the food, Matzah Yom Kippur could be dangerous, so therefore, for Yom Kippur itself, we would allow you to go prepare one meal for Matzah Yom Kippur. However, mikomokom b'Shabbos, on Shabbos, which is followed by Yom Kippur, they didn't allow this. Lo ratzu lahatir mehai time el Matzah Yom Kippur, and they didn't allow this reasoning to be used to save an extra meal on Shabbos for Matzah Yom Kippur Sunday night. The Chamir, because Shabbos is stricter. The issue footnote number 18 brings down. When Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, so then Rav Nissen Karo L'Shlita says, you would be allowed to save one meal for Matzah Yom HaKippurim. Says it's only when Sunday is Yom Kippur, then you can't save from Shabbos to Matzah Yom Kippur. But if Yom Kippur itself is on Shabbos, you would be allowed to. Now we go to Sif Hey. The Mechaber writes, Matzilin L'chole U'L'Zokein U'L'Ravos. You're allowed to go save the three meals that we talked about. And the early Yeshurim on the Simen, you're allowed to save whether they're for a sick person, an elderly person, or a very, very hungry person. In other words, all of these three people don't have the same needs in terms of meals. Nevertheless, we save for all of them kibenuni, like a regular person. So we have a standard amount that you save for a person. And this is true whether the person is going to need more than that or whether the person would suffice with less than that. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat and Tezvav, the lo chilku chachamim b'shir shalosh sudos. The rabbis didn't make any distinction over here. We said three sudos. There's a standard three sudos. You save them for anybody. Bein l'hokah, bein l'hachmeh, whether they need more, whether they need less, whether this would be a kula, whether this would be a chumrah, we have one set shear. The issue footnote number 19 brings down, the same thing applies as we already spoken out previously. If somebody's having a tanis chalom on Shabbos, he doesn't need the three meals. Nevertheless, you're allowed to go and save three meals for him. Lo cholku, lo plug. The rabbis didn't make any distinction. Sivvav. The Mechaber writes, Ha de'en matzilin elamazon shalosh sudos. That which we said you can save three meals, hainu dafko b'shnei kelim. That's when you're doing it in two utensils. But if you have one large utensil, avu b'kli echad, if it's just one large utensil that you have, matzilin afilu yesh bo me'ez sudos, and you can put in a lot more in that than the three meals, as long as it fits inside that one utensil. And the Mechaber continues, and he says, Vafilu peiras taliso, even be spread out a garment of some sort. Talis doesn't here literally mean it's talis, it means a garment. V'kipel, then he folded it over, and he put in more. V'vilisocho, he puts in more, then he folds it again. Because of a kipel, he folds it again. V'hei v'lisocho, and he puts more into it. In all of these situations, it's mutter, even though there's going to be a lot, and over here, kivan shemotzi akol b'pam echos, because he's doing one activity, one exertion over here, taking this out from the house, and therefore he can stuff this single utensil, the single talis, the single kli, as much as he can fit into it. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat and Tezayin, Peiras Taliso, Vafilu Imhaya Mazum Bekama Kalim. Even if it came originally from multiple utensils, and he pours it all into one talis over here, Maro Son Lesoch, Hatalis Shari, it's perfectly acceptable. But to put in several utensils inside the talis and then and take them all out together in the talis, that would be forbidden. Because these are all separate utensils, they're considered that way in halacha. The issue footnote number 20 brings down, this is true, even if the kelim were in the talis before the fire started, nevertheless, the Chazonish says you're not allowed to take it out that way, you have to pour them into the talis or only take out one utensil. Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal explains this din in the following way. Even though each separate piece of food over here is separately, if you're taking them out in different kelim, so it looks like you're taking out multiple times, but if they're all in one keli, then it's acceptable. It looks like you're only doing one trip. He adds additional caveats over here, ayin in the rest of this footnote. Now we go to Sif Zayin. The Mechaber writes, Mutur lahatzo klei tashmisho hatzrichim lo liyosu hayom. You're also allowed to take out any utensils that you're going to need for Shabbos itself. For example, what do we mean? Kigon kosos, cups, the kitonios, and plates. So any utensils that you need for Shabbos, for food, are allowed to be taken out. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Yud Zayin, V'hu adin shar kelim hatzrichim lo litzorech sudosav. Any utensils that you might need for the meals, for example, could go in kapos, spoons, sakinim, knives, chadoma, or anything like that, it brings down in the name of the Prima Gadim. The Chavetz Chaim in Bir Halacha Dibra Masu Klei Tashmisho adds over here from the Tosefes Shabbos, the Klei Shesia Yochol Hatzel Litzorech Kol Yom. You can take as much cups as you need because your person could be drinking all day long, and therefore the amount of cups that he might need is in a large amount. The issue footnote number 25 brings down, we've already explained this previously, in regards to Hadochas Kelim, in terms of rinsing out utensils, you're allowed to rinse out as many as you need because a person may drink a lot, and therefore there's no specific finite limit to how many cups you may need for drinking. Sif Ches. The Mechaber writes now about clothing. V'lovesh kol mashiyoch lubosh umotziu poshe. You're allowed to go wear clothing, put it on, go outside, take it off, and go back inside and keep on doing this as much as you want. You're not limited, as you are with food, to three meals. Here you can take out suit after suit after suit, and it's not a problem. And then you can go back inside. V'choz, v'lovesh, put on another jacket, umotziu poshe, go outside, take it off, go back inside. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat Yud Ches, V'hod lo sharinan ba'acholin u'mashkin lachsav l'hotzi. Why don't we allow the same thing by food, drink? Mishum d'hosim, in regards to food and drink, chayshino shema yishkach Shabbos v'chabe. We're concerned the person is going to be so confused and overwhelmed and anxious over here that he's going to go and put out the fire by accident. But with clothing, avalhocha, kivin shlo yitiru eladerech levisho, since he has to put on the clothing, he can't carry it out, he has to wear it out, rami anavshi u'midkar, it will remind him and he won't come to by accident and put out the fire. The ein hachanami. The halacha is, in fact, lahotzi mabushim biyado, to take it out in your hand would not be allowed. Ein amutter. Ki ima shetzorich loliosiyom. You'd only be allowed to take out what you need for that day, just like with the food, what you need for that day. Ki acholun umashkim. Exact same halacha would apply to carrying out the clothing as opposed to wearing out the clothing. Carrying it out would be just like food and water, food and drinks. But wearing it out, there's a reminder by the fact that you're putting it on that allows you to go back in and do this multiple times. The issue footnote number 21 brings down that the Aruch HaShulchan permits a person to go wear layer upon layer on top, one on top of the other, to wear it that way, even though that's not the way it's normally done, but you're allowed to do this in a setting of a fire. On the other hand, he brings down from Shlomo Zalman Zatzal that the opinion of the Magen Avraham seems to be otherwise. We continue with the Mechaber, who then, however, brings down an opinion from the Beis Yosef, according to the Rambam, based upon a machlokis in the Gemara, that not everybody agrees with this kula, that you can wear clothing and take it out, go put on new clothing, take it out, go put on new clothing and take it out. This opinion says you can only do this one time. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat and Yotes, halacha kedeya kamaisa. We pass like the Mormeko first opinion, as the Chavetz Chaim says in the Shaar Tzion, Os Yud, because this opinion that we just brought down is a das yochid, and all the other poskim seem to disagree. This is also the opinion of the Vilna Gaon, that you can be makel in this situation. Sif test. The Mechaber writes, the Omer Liacherim, the Balabayis over here, who's Nebuch losing his stuff in the fire, is allowed to tell other people, Bo'u v'hatzilu lochem, kol echod mazon shalosh sudos. Go and take for yourselves, all of you can take from my house, 3 meals worth of food, because every single person is allowed to take out 3 meals of food. So even though it's not their food, he's allowed to go tell him, take out the 3 meals of food. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sif Katan Chav, Abul ein yochol levaksham she'atzilu bishvilo. He's not allowed to tell them, take them out for me. He has to say, you can take it out for yourself, and technically he's giving it to them. The lohuta lo kiem gimusudos of hatzrichel l'shabbos, because as we've already explained multiple times, he only has had to take out 3 meals for himself. Then the Mishnah Berurah brings down, because of the chayodim writes, the evshor dimitzat me'atzmum yecholim lahatzil bishvilo, afilu yose mishalosh sudos. He says, the chayodim writes, that if they were to do it on their own, taking out for the baal habos whose Nebuch house is on fire, so then they can take out as many meals as they want. They're not limited to the 3 meals. I v'hod lohite b'shulchan aruch lehem kiem shalosh sudos. Why does the shulchan aruch say only 3 meals? Haynu davka k'shei matzilin b'shul atzmon. It's only when they're doing it for themselves. But if they're doing it for the baal habos, so they're actually allowed to take out as much as they want, according to the chayodim. The Mechaber continues and he writes, V'yecholim l'lbosh kol ma'ashiyuchlu l'lbosh. They can also go wear anything out from the house. Whatever they can wear out, they're allowed to go take out. Now, Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat Nechavalev, U'bazeh yochol lomar bo'u v'atzilu imi. Here, he's allowed to tell him, please wear this clothing out for me. I'm not giving it to you. Why is there a distinction over here? The Hainu b'shvilid, here they're allowed to do this for the owner, and they're not acquiring these suits. The bimizonos, with regards to food, mishum de lo chazilei kiem gimusudas, he's only allowed to take out 3 meals, so the extra that they're taking out has to be telling them to take out for themselves. L'kachuchach lomar hitzilu lochem. Take it out for yourselves, because he's not allowed to take out more for himself. As opposed to the clothing, masha'en kem bilavushin, in regards to clothing, the chachazilei l'kuliyoma, as we've already explained, and as brought down from the Gemara, he could go back inside and keep on taking out. So therefore, he's allowed to tell them, take out for me, as opposed to take out for themselves. Umasha Kosavim wrote him. The next line in the Mechaber, which we'll read now, says, Imrotzim zochim bo min hefker. If they wish to, the people are allowed to be zoche this item as considered if it's hefker. So the Mechaber writes, Kivun Sha'amar hitzilu lachem. Since he told them, take it for yourselves, they are able to go and take it from hefker. And the Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, that which the Mechaber wrote over here, Umasha Kosavim rotzim v'chule, if they wish to, they can, that's only going on mazon kar, that's only going on the food, because that technically he wasn't allowed to go and have them bring out for him. But in regards to the clothing, he can tell them, take it out for me, you're not being zocher from the hefker, and it's also pashut that they can go in and do this multiple times themselves on his behalf for him. Mechaber continues and he writes, V'im einam rotzim liskos, if the people don't wish to benefit from this guy's tragedy over here, and they don't want to go and take the food for themselves, el rotzim lach zero l'kabo schar al atzoloshom, they want to give it to him, but they know that he'll give them a nice little bonus or a thank you reward, harishus b'yodim, they are allowed to do this. The Mishnah Berurah explains, in Siv Katan Chav Beis, Avol I lo amar hatzilu lochem lo ev hefker. If he didn't tell them that it's yours, then it's not hefker. Shaya yochel omar, he could have said, Aniya yisimam tzili anoshim yisraelim shayu matzilum liyatzim and machzirim li. I would have found other people that would have gone and done this for me without them acquiring it. Gam shayis yochel atzal idei en yudi. Or I could have asked a non-Jewish person to do this according to the opinion that says you can do this. Kamosha kosov in Sivchav Vav. Sivchav Vav. The Mishnah Berurah says, Why would these people not want to be Zochem? Because they know the guy Nebuch didn't want to go and be mafkir all of his stuff. He Nebuch has a fire over here, and therefore he doesn't really mean it. Even though halachically it may be hefker, he really wants this for himself, and therefore they want to give it back to him, and they're happy to take a little bit of a reward, and that is allowed. Now, is there any problem with doing this? And the Mechaber says, no, there's no problem in doing this, even though you're getting a reward and you did it on Shabbos. It's not called Schar Shabbos. V'lo heve Schar Shabbos. And the Mishnah Berurah explains why not. The Me'ikara in Sivkot and Chavdalit, the Me'ikara lavadaiti the Schar Pula Nechse. They didn't go there in order to get the reward. That's a benefit that they get afterwards. They really were Zoche, Umehev Kera, Kozochu, as we've already pointed out. The issue footnote number 24 brings down another reason from the Shulchan Aruch Harav. Shemayachar Shehitzel in a Hefker. They actually did acquire it from the Hefker. So actually it's theirs. And therefore, now they're being moichel to the Balabayas, the extra benefit that they're getting from the additional worth of the clothing above what gift he may give them. So they're really just returning to him. They're not actually getting a benefit. They really own the full $100, let's say. And now they're going to return him the $100 and take a $10 thank you note. So therefore, they really own the full $100 and they're being meichel the other $90. They really own all of it. They're not gaining $10 from doing Schar Shabbos. That's what the Shulchan Aruch Rav says. Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, if they in fact gave it back to him without getting any reward, and then they say, no, how about giving me a reward? On a weekday, they could actually demand money from him for doing him this favor. However, on Shabbos, in this situation, it now would be Schar Shabbos once they returned it to him. They voluntarily gave it back, so now if they get money or they asked him for money, that would be a problem of Schar Shabbos. They can't say now, after the fact, that it was mine, I got it from Hefker, because they gave it to him back. And now if they were to take money from him, Schar Shabbos Unotel, it would be Schar Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah says, Ayin the Morgan Avram, Masha Kosa Bezeh, B'Shem Shulta Hekiborim, Ayin also the El Yeraba, Shemafakvi Lov, that argues with this. In that which the Shulchan Aruch says you get it from Hefker, the Morgan Avram writes, Kosa V'Morgan Avram, Look in Choshen Mishpat, Simen Reish Nun Tes, Simen Shin Samaches, the Dina the Machusa, the Lo Mahani Yeish, that the halacha is, that if the laws of the secular countries are, that if a person gives up hope of ever getting it back in a fire-like situation like this, he in fact still owns the property. His Yeish, from a secular point of view, doesn't count. However, the Chofetz Chaim writes, maybe this case is different. Kivin Sha'omar, here he didn't just give up hope. He said, Hatzilu Lachem, go take it for yourself, so it might be different. Then he brings down Isa b'Gemara, the Chosid lo yitoschar. A righteous person shouldn't take advantage of this situation and should not take a reward. The Eishlo levatim mishlo, b'choldover sheishbo nidin avera, and he should stay away. He should be willing to give up any money that he might get that has even a little bit of a chance that it was acquired in a non-halachically acceptable way. Sif Yud. The Mechaber writes, Kol Hatzola Sheomarinu. Everything that we said you're allowed to go save over here, Eino Ela L'chotzer Acheretz Hamurevis. You're only allowed to take it from the house into a chotzer, a yard, that has an Erev around it. Avolo L'sheinu Morevis. You're not allowed to bring it out into a domain that doesn't have an Erev around it, even though it would only be an Issa D'Rabbanon. You're not allowed to transgress an Issa D'Rabbanon over here. And the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Chavhei, Hainu, this means over here, Bein Hatzola de Mazon. This is true whether you're dealing with the food, the Shalosh Sudos that you're allowed to save, or Kli Tashmisha, or the utensils that you need for the food, or Bein Hatzola de Mabushim, or whether it's clothing over here, you're only allowed to bring it out into an area where you're not going to transgress the Isser of Hotzah. The Alpha got the Pasuk Leil B'Simin Shinal, even though we already learned in Sif Lamed Vav over there, the Mutter Lotzeis B'Shnei Babushim Zeh Gav Zeh Mishum De Derech Mabushu, even though you're allowed to go out with one clothing on top of other clothing, you can wear an overcoat over your suit, Hocha Kivin De B'Hatzola Kosek, here you're not dealing with the normal wearing, you're dealing over here with Hatzola, Chayshin On Tvei De Min Shei Shu Shabbos, you may come to forget over here that it's Shabbos, the Yovel Chabos, and in your tumult over here, in your anxiety, you may come to put out the fire. However, he brings down Vayesh Mekilim Losirulahu, High Svara. Those that are lenient don't hold from this opinion. The Nachmir B'Mabushim B'Zeh Tzvei Mi'Be'Amla, that you'd have to be more strict with clothing over here than you would be under normal circumstances. Normally you can wear an overcoat, so here too you can wear an overcoat. Olochem Mekilim, therefore they allow you to do so. The Amabushim Kaimi, we're talking here about the clothing. However, Avol Inyan, Mazon, Sholosh Losudos, Oklei Tashmishin. But in regards to taking out the three meals or the utensils to eat them, Gamhein Svirulu, they also hold, even the Makel opinion by clothing holds over here, the Dafka Lemorevishar. You're only allowed to take it out to a yard that has an area around it. V'hamabushim shematir, and that clothing which they do permit you to take out, davka kishulo mishosom derech mabush, it must be that you're wearing it out, but you can't carry it out. Avo kishu nosisom, but if you're carrying it out, the other in your hands, lo adiv mishar kelim, then it's no different than carrying out any other utensil, which is forbidden over here because of the hilchos derabanan of carrying from an inside domain to a non-Erev outside domain, even though it's not a rishus harabim. With that, we conclude today's share.